I think it's classic. I'm talking to Cedric Lafour, who is the founder and CEO of this program, and it's the event that he's putting on this weekend. Ced, just talk about how things are going so far.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a great time. I'm glad today is Sunday and it's in. You always look for this tournament to come. We had 98 teams, 81 college coaches from around the country come, and we've had a lot of good games won. A lot of coaches commenting on the talent that's here, and that's the most important part of it, as well as now we're having championship round. It's been a great process, and I've literally seen some comments from college coaches that player stock has risen within the tournament.
What is your main reason for putting on an event like this?
Well, the number one objective for this event is exposure for high school girls basketball. And that exposure is for the recruiting process, to get girls to the next level, help get girls to the next level, getting a scholarship. And that can be from a Division I all the way down to a JUCO. And we have a lot of talent here. We have a lot of girls that are going to go Division I, and they can't go to Division I college unless college coaches see them. And that's what this event is all about.
How much NCAA education platform do you have, do you offer for your summer program, well, for your program overall?
Well, we actually, there's a class that each kid has to go through while they're in the tournament that talks about all the NCAA rules for the core classes that they have to take and all the different recruiting requirements. In addition, we actually, with Soccer Texas Basketball, meet individually with the teams, and then as they become seniors, we meet one-on-one with the parent and the student to talk about what they need to prepare themselves for. And in fact, in the month of June is when we do that for those rising seniors, talk about what the recruiting process means and what things they have to be ready for in July.
How often do you run come across where the parent asks some questions in the one-on-one situation or in a classroom setting about what they can and cannot do, come across a parent that says, I know what I'm doing, and you have to literally emphasize it now. You may do know what's best for your child, but this is what's best for the program.
Well, it's amazing. From time to time, you do run into those parents that feel that they have the process down. They may have read some book on recruiting, or they read some article on the internet about recruiting. And I try not to get into a battle with them over that. What I just do is say, look, I can be as much involved in the process as you want or as little as you want. It's not going to hurt my ego, but I can tell you this, and then I share stories with them, both good and bad stories, during the recruiting process, because it's not an exact science, but if you've had someone that's gone through the process before and can help you overcome some of those obstacles, then that's the key. And we've been fortunate that for the most part our parents have been receptive.
How long have you been in existence?
Well, Southwest Texas Basketball has been around since the late 80s. And this individual tournament, this is the fifth year for this individual tournament. And we've kind of grown and changed our mission over the years. We started out as one basketball team, and we've kind of morphed into an organization that goes out and sponsor basketball teams to help bring more kids to get them this exposure. So today we sponsor six teams in Houston.
Have you, I guess, maxed out? How big would you like to see the tournament get?
Oh, well, definitely we haven't maxed out. Now, we did see a tripling. Last year we had 32 teams. This year we had 98 teams. The goal for next year now is 150 teams. I ultimately want to get to, 250 teams.
So, I guess, here's a question. How do you go about arranging for the sites?
Well, I have a great relationship with Sockfair Independent School District. I live here in Sockfair. My kids go to Sockfair schools, and I have relationships with the high school coaches. I'm the girls basketball team rep for Sidewoods High School, So I started out with partnering with the high school coaches and then moving into Soccer ISD administration. And of course, they always want to work with people that live in the district. And they see, I've shown them how many kids from SoFair have come through our program and have gone on to college on a scholarship. And SoFair is one of those school districts that speaks volumes for them. It's very important. So now they don't give me the gyms for free, they definitely like having this event here in the school district because they know it's bringing more exposure to the district.
Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't brought up?
Well, I will tell you that our overall mission, yes, is about for this tournament is to get girls exposure for college. But my goal is to bring more exposure to girls basketball in Houston. There's a lot of things that has happened and brought us. We've come a long way, but we have a long way to go, and we're going to start that in 2008 with the. First Girls Awards Banquet in Houston, and that is going to happen in March of 2008, and I'm driving it, and I'm hoping to continue to get other business leaders to partner with me with that, and I've been successful at it so far with getting people to do it, and I'm just waiting for that night in March when we have the first one.
Okay. All right, thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.